This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome to Show USA Radio, coming up in the next hour, at the top of the next hour. It's Newsmax TV at 8.07 to be precise, I think, every day, or 8.06 and a half every day. And East Coast time, 5.06 and a half every day. West Coast time will be on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. National TV, 50 million homes. I'll have a huge announcement, by the way, a huge announcement. But I can't announce it until Newsmax announces it, so a huge announcement to come. About my show on Newsmax. Good news coming. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, warrior for truth, justice, and the American way, patriot, always America first, and always American-made. I am American-made and proud of it. Show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. They've been in business for 30 years. You know, people get worried. Company involved in money, finance, you know, gold, silver, precious metals. Can you trust them? They've been in business over 30 years. 30 years without any complaints. 30 years. And their best product, number one selling product, has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin since 1970 for almost 50 years. That's an incredible track record. Call them now and get your free American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals to receive your free American Silver Eagle. Remember, there is no, it's nothing you have to do to get the coin. It's not like you have to buy something. The shipping is free. The coin is free. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. The first 100 get it. Ready, set, go. 800-780-9000. Or visit CII1.com. My website, rootforamerica.com. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And my Twitter is @RealWayneRoot. 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 All right, we've got Megan Barth with us. Anyone in particular you are rooting for, Megan Barth, in the election coming up today? I mean, they're voting today, and the results will be tonight, just a few hours from now. Anyone that's really exciting in the state of Nevada that you're fighting for, or there's no special?
I really want Amy Jones to win in my district.
Amy's great. I endorsed Amy, and her husband, Brent, is running for lieutenant governor.
I definitely want Brent for
We'd love Brent for lieutenant governor.
Yeah,
love
absolutely.
It.
I love the Joneses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I have to say, I've gotten some blowback from conservatives and Republicans in this town because I gave them my public endorsement and have helped them. But they're Scientologists. You know, are we, again, we're having a litmus test. When you look at what they've done as a couple of business owners and
right.
how they've fought
right.
in against higher taxes.
Right.
But yet these same people are going to support Roberson,
right.
who raised taxes. What, because of the church he goes to?
Well, there's like five other people running for the same race,
beyond.
And maybe they can support them. I don't know. But they're all
know,
people spending
it's
$0.
So
zero.
Right. Exactly.
It doesn't matter what
they
your religion is. It
exactly.
matters what you – look at the way he votes. The guy's got an amazing voting record, Brent Jones. And Amy, of course, has not been in politics, so she has no voting
no,
record.
No, but
she believes in all the same things as Brent.
They
she's
own
great.
A couple businesses,
yeah,
three businesses together. They're small business owners.
All right, you don't have to tell me. My
so
only attorney endorsed
really
them yesterday.
Pulling.
I had them on the show yesterday.
Oh,
I endorsed
awesome.
Them, and I think they're great. So
I love them.
I think they're great. So, yes, that's the one negative I've heard is people go, oh, but I heard they're
and
Scientologists.
And for lieutenant governor, I want Brent. I do not want Roberson.
Yeah. Well, if Roberson – but the thing is, if Roberson wins and Dean Heller wins, I'm going for them. And I'm going to support him, and I'm going to fight for him, because if you don't have Republicans running your state...
If they win, of course, but
yeah.
the thing is, Roberson has lots of...
I know all about it. I know all about it. He doesn't have explaining.
The last time we voted for a Republican that raised taxes, we got the Bush dynasty, that's all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He doesn't have explaining to do. There's no question.
Republicans
he can't explain.
Do not raise taxes.
No, they do, but when they do, they ruin their careers. They ruin everybody else around them, and people don't get elected because of what they did.
Historically.
Yeah. They should not raise taxes.
Correct.
They do, unfortunately.
Correct.
but they should not. So anyway,
Especially if a majority of the taxes are going to Zoom schools, which are English as second language.
Did you vote today?
Schools.
I hope you voted.
Yes, of course I did.
Okay, all right. Listen,
absolutely.
Folks, it is so easy
to vote. I
vote
on the day. I don't early vote. Yeah, yeah. I don't, you know, do all that. I vote on
it's
the day.
It's so easy. Yeah. It wasn't even a one-minute wait. It was zero wait. I walked right in and I voted.
And we need huge turnouts. We need another huge. And I predict a red wave. It might be a red tsunami.
Well, you're talking about November.
State, yes.
But right now, there's never a primary day huge turnout.
No, there's
which
not.
Is good. The people who vote are the good people that listen to my show.
Right, but we still need to get out there and vote.
Absolutely. Every person listening to my show needs to get out and vote for, as an example, Brent Jones and Danny Tarkanian. Those are two of my favorites.
Yep.
Right there.
And mine.
And so
Amy
Jones is great. And there were a few other great ones. I talked about them yesterday. I talked about everybody yesterday. Do I have the list sitting here somewhere? Let's see. Hold on. Here it is. Here it is. I got it.
Okay.
Just a few favorites. Brent Jones, Danny Tarkanian, Craig Mueller for Attorney General. Craig Mueller. I always get confused between Mueller and Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Mueller for Attorney General. Jim Small is a great candidate for Assembly. Richard MacArthur, good candidate for Assembly. Mac Miller, Linda Cannon. Love Linda Cannon.
I love
great
Linda.
Candidate. Steve Sanson, Garo Atamian, Richard Bunce, these are Assembly candidates. Matthew McCarthy's a favorite of mine. He's my district.
Okay.
And I did a robocall for him. He's great, Matthew McCarthy, for Assembly District 23. Janice Wason, Amy Jones, we just mentioned, Dennis Hoff, just a few. And then Byron Jones, another special one running for State Senate I really like. Cindy Lake for County Commissioner, great gal. John Moore for County Recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan Lefevre, I think you pronounce it Lefevre, for Justice of Supreme Court Seat C. Alan Lefevre, it's kind of it looks like Brett Favre, you know, it's like Lefevre, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Alan Lefevre is how
you
it's pronounced.
You should publish that on your website. You know, we are always asked what our opinions are on elections, and so it's...
Well, I did it on the show for everybody here yesterday.
Good.
And Kevin Child for Clark County School District
good.
D. Kevin's been on the show, he's a good guy. So those are my choices, and I made my votes today, and I voted for all of them, and I hope you do too. All right, let's talk a little bit about... well, let's start with Singapore. Real quick, just one thing I wanted to touch on. The whole thing was predicated on Trump producing a video that sounds like you read my book, The Power of Relentless.
Hi.
I said in the book, it's all about a video painting a picture. People, you could talk about it so you're blue in the face and nobody cares, but if you show it to them on a video and you paint the picture, people believe it. And Trump did a video of this beach in North Korea, which now is like gray and ugly, and the poor people walk around with their communist propaganda clothing that all looks the same. And instead, he put the sun out in the blue skies, and he put motorboats going by, and speedboats going by, and yachts going by, and a yacht, a port where all the yachts dock, and luxury Trump hotels and Four Seasons hotels on the beach. He probably had women in bikinis.
Well,
and this guy said, wow, you're going to create that for me? Okay, I'm in. Let's get rid of the nukes.
Well, we don't know much about the regime or much about Kim Jong-un, but what we do know is that he has a fascination with pop culture, more
right.
so than any of his predecessors, his dad, his grandfather, right? He's more into the westernized culture.
You hear what he said about Trump? It was like a dream standing next to him, he said. It's like a dream.
Yeah, but he even said that people wouldn't believe this. They would think it was a science fiction movie.
Right.
And so he's obviously a very visual type of person. And when you're a salesperson and a good salesperson, you figure out your audience.
Trump used the celebrity to wow this guy.
Absolutely he did. And he also used the celebrity of capitalism. And he also used the celebrity of freedom. Because once people get a taste of freedom, they want more of it. And hopefully this kid, right? He's 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Not a very nice kid. Not a very nice man.
You mean because he feeds people to feral pigs? Is that what
he kills his brother and, you know, this is allegedly...
he's like a Hitler. He's a nutty,
correct.
Crazy man.
So how do you have to do regime change. He's been offered protection, obviously, but this is decades and decades of propaganda and communism. How do you unravel that? Well, maybe you unravel it a little bit through the kid.
Maybe you offer him a week with Stormy Daniels.
There you go. I hear she's making
she's available. I hear she's available.
But I heard her lap dances have doubled.
They've doubled.
Yeah.
They've gone from 20 to 40.
$40.
$20 to $40. $20 to $40. She makes $40 a lap dance.
And now she's got a new perfume coming out. I think it's called Trash.
Yeah. Sure. If Kim is the actual owner of all the income of an entire country, his people are starving, and he's got all the money. He could afford a $40 lap dance, so Stormy's in luck.
I heard he couldn't afford the plane or the car.
Stormy's in luck. She'll be okay. So the end result is Trump did a great job painting the picture, and I hope he did read my book, Power of Relentless. He did read it theoretically because he endorsed it. I sent it to him, and after about 2 weeks, he came back and said, great, here's my endorsement quote. and he loved it. So there was a chapter that says everything is about relentless video, the power of relentless video, and Trump created this massive, amazing video. And not that he didn't know that already. He's the Celebrity Apprentice guy. He understands the power of TV and video and movies, and he created a movie for Kim. All right, let's move to Bill Clinton, last thing before we head off to break, and Megan runs off. Norms have changed for what you can do to somebody against their will. That's what Bill Clinton said. Now, normally I say, look, people have their words taken out of context. They have them made more important than they are. The media exaggerates things. I don't know how Bill Clinton could allow those words to come out of his mouth. That's ridiculous.
And we actually said that in an interview to PBS. Like, all of a sudden, crazy. The rules of how you can, well, geez, back in the days when I was there, I could chain women to the desk, much like Matt Lauer, and have their way with them. But these norms certainly have changed.
Now they actually expect you to stop when they say no.
Right. Yeah, or
can't you picture Clinton saying that? That's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, or maybe not bite Juanita Broderick's lip and then tell her to put some ice on it. Did you happen to see, and this is a good segue, you can find it, I wrote it, MediaEqualizer.com, the Kindle version of Juanita Broderick's book was taken down off Amazon just today. Just
why?
Today.
Who has a right
after
to do
these
that?
Creepy comments. Because Amazon said, oh, the formatting or something with the publisher was sent wrong. It's been up for 5 months. Amazon gave the technical specs for the publishing, and Amazon owns the publisher.
Hmm.
So how can Amazon blame anybody else?
Amazon owns the publisher?
Yeah. Owns the publisher. So what, did they call themselves and say, excuse me, can you reformat the Kindle book for us?
I would have loved to ask Bill Clinton if he's so hep on how treating women has changed. What does he feel about what Roy Moore did 40 years ago? Good old Republican Roy Moore in Alabama, the Democrats crucified.
Well, where's
for what might have happened or didn't happen 40 years ago with no proof of any kind, no evidence, and no witnesses.
And where is the Me Too movement again? Silent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, they don't love the Clintons anymore. Let me tell you, they sacrificed them on the altar. I think they're both done. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Megan, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Reagan Bay, Root for America. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers
Rogers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Get it? The warrior? War. Wayne Allen Root. Warrior. See, it's easy to call me the warrior because the first half of the name is my initials. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty Health Share is the answer to the horrible health care crisis in this country. It's a disaster. It's unaffordable. It covers nothing. But there's a better way, and I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I've put my four kids on Liberty Health Share. I'm a Liberty Health Share member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Don't you love a company that actually says in their ads, our rights come from God, not from government? Gotta love Liberty Health Share. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Take back the freedom to direct your own health care, not to be dictated by big government or insurance company executives. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. I saved $18,000 last year. I will save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 over 2 years. Who can use $36,000 over 2 years? Anybody want to use that? Anybody want to turn that down? Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855, toll-free, 58-LIBERTY. Ask about their program. Tell them you want to join what Wayne Root has joined. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org. All right, there's that. There's that. Other things in the news. In the news. So Trump blasted punch drunk, very low IQ Robert De Niro. Like it. You know, he had Crooked Hillary and all those names. Little Marco. I don't remember what he said about Jeb Bush. Just slow Bush. Well, what did he say about Jeb Bush? It was something about being just really slow and boring. But probably low energy Jeb. Wasn't it low energy Jeb? But But as far as Robert De Niro, for now on, just constantly taunt him as low IQ Robert De Niro. I think that's great. Not only did he just, you know, boost the American economy and go from bum to boom, not only did he just kill ISIS, not only did he just solve the problem in North Korea, on top of that, food stamp enrollment dips to the lowest level in 8 years. Gee, I wonder why. That's the lowest level since Obama became president, you know? Obama gave out food stamps like candy. What's your favorite candy? M&M's. Obama, what's your favorite candy? Food stamps. Everybody should have food stamps. Food stamps in every pot. I mean, what a joke. What nation run for people on food stamps? Enrollment in the nation's food stamp program has dipped to its lowest level in 8 years, according to statistics released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The latest data reveals the enrollment in food stamps, SNAP, the federal program that administers food stamps, dropped to 40 million in March. Last time enrollment in food stamps reached that level was February 2010, 39 million participated. It's been declining steadily, and it's continued through Trump's first year in office. Can you imagine how much lower it'll be 7 years from now? Under Trump, 2.2 million fewer people have discontinued their participation in SNAP, mainly due to the administration's attempt to reform SNAP. Right? You got to work. You can't just, not every lazy bum in the world could be on food stamps, you know? You got to work to be on it. The House and Senate are working on an updated farm bill that would include an expansion of workforce development programs designed to bolster job training. The House version of the bill includes a provision that would require able-bodied adults, 18 to 59, who receive food stamp benefits to work, enroll in job training, or look for work under the supervision of a case manager. Wouldn't that be wonderful? They'll never pass it. Watch. You just can't pass anything good through the U.S. Senate. You might pass it in the House. But you just can't get the Senate to go along. And here's an article that kind of talks about the realities of what America's like today. We're so badly divided. Politicians fear for their safety as threats against Congress skyrocket. Representative Barry Loudermilk of Georgia bought body armor. Representative Greg Harper hired armed security guards for events back home. Representative Dan Donovan fortified his Brooklyn and Staten Island offices with security cameras and buzzer systems. New normal for Congress. And just as you say that, here's an article that the FCC chairman, who's Trump's guy, Ajit Pai, Indian name, liberates the internet, fights for internet freedom and net neutrality, right? And his family requires 24-hour security because of all the death threats he's gotten from liberals. And when we get back, what does God look like? Here's a study. Liberal and conservatives have different ideas of what God looks like. Conservatives imagine God as white, young, clean-cut, and looking powerful. And liberals imagine God as feminine, younger, and more loving. Are they trying to say God is gay? Of course they are. That would be the liberals' interpretation of God. God's a lesbian. That's what liberals think. God's a lesbian. Sorry. You got it a little bit mixed up. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This is time for Trump, baby. It's Trump time. God's not a lesbian.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have- USA Radio News.
Voters in five states, including Nevada and Wisconsin, are going to the polls today. Larry Sabato is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia. He says the latest move by President Trump in North Korea could be a game changer.
What was the complaint you heard frequently from Trump critics? He was bellicose. He would get us into a war. Mm-hmm. We were going to be fighting North Korea. Guess what? That's over. Whatever happens in the future, I don't think it will be as bellicose. So he's changed his image.
And late this afternoon, a federal judge ruled that AT&T can acquire Time Warner. Monica Mejeda is with Seventh Capital. She explains what this ruling means for you.
Now you're going to have one company controlling not only how you get the data with the distribution, but actually the kind of data that you can get and controlling all of the content.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and President Trump did pledge to stop this merger during his 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We'll be right back.
War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, a reminder, if you are listening to this show, but you want to watch me on national TV every night on Newsmax TV, and you're in an area anywhere in this country where your cable carrier, cable system does not carry Newsmax TV, here's a number for you to call, 844-500-6397, like right here in Las Vegas, where Cox Cable does not carry Newsmax TV, and we want them to. So call 844-500-6397, wherever you are in the country, it's Newsmax TV. And you just tell them your area code or zip code, and they will connect you to your local cable system, and you tell them you want Newsmax TV, and they'll do it all for free. It's a toll-free call, and then they connect you for free, and they get you right to the right phone number at your cable company, and you tell them you want Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, 844-500-6397. We've got our favorite guest every Tuesday afternoon. And this time slot, James Hurston comes on because so many people tell me they enjoy his repartee about Hollywood. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise is the entertainment industry, Hollywood, gossip, et cetera, et cetera. Website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. James, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you, my friend Wayne. How are you?
Great. So I want to play a clip because my wonderful, trusty board op, Chris, has downloaded a couple of really good clips that correspond to all of the topics you've got today. So let's start with Bill Maher. And so, Chris, give me Bill Maher's line from his show about wanting America to fall into an economic collapse.
I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. So please bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy.
Now, you know, first of all, I'm very easygoing. I'm a very intense guy, but I'm easygoing about this one topic. When you're trying to be funny and you're an entertainer, you can't blow this stuff out of proportion. He made a stupid comment, and you shouldn't lose your show over it, per se. But if I said that about Obama, if I was a Republican on national TV saying I'm rooting for America's economy to dive and there be an economic collapse, and that's how we'll get rid of Obama, and I don't really care how many people are hurt by it. If I said that, I believe I'd probably lose my show over it.
I think it's true. You know, we talk about double standards. It's really a single standard situation. Standards are only applied to right-of-center people when they target left-of-center targets. And, it's clear we learned from Samantha Bee, from her situation, that she survived. Bill Maher has said some incredibly profane things. But one thing I like about this comment, and I know Bill personally, I know you do too, Bill's, an honest guy, and he's kind of like a canary in the coal mine. And what he's saying is exactly what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer
are thinking.
Adam Schiff and the Democrats are thinking exactly. I mean, they are cheerleading against America. They are willing to harm Americans to achieve their ends. And so Bill Maher expresses something that is really a left of center belief. He's willing to see people suffer in order to get rid of Trump. And that's, we saw it actually today all day long with the commentary from the aforementioned three, from Charles Schumer, from Nancy Pelosi, and from Adam Schiff, actually trying their best to put down what is an incredibly, almost miraculous historic event that Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo and really the whole administration has been working on. We know it's been behind the scenes. It's the same kind of sentiment. They're willing to root against peace. You know, it's so strange. I felt like today the roles were reversed and that on the side, on the conservative side, that pundits and writers and people on the social media, their theme song was John Lennon's Give Peace a Chance. They were saying, hey, how can you put this down? And yet the left, in their deranged state of anger and hatred, somehow sees this as a bad thing, and they compare it with the disaster that Obama negotiated in Iran. You know, Trump didn't pay $150 billion. Trump didn't have to take large amounts of cash in foreign currency at night. Trump has achieved something absolutely stupendous, and it's just, and a matter of fact, there are some Democrats that bucked the leadership today and expressed support for the aims of the Trump administration in North Korea because it's good for the world.
Right. Yes, it's very scary. Very scary. I mean, they all had no problem with the Iran deal. They had no problem with Obama bowing to the king of Saudi Arabia, but they got a problem with Trump cutting a deal where he didn't offer any money. He didn't give him any bribe. No money exchanged hands. People are crazy. But I just can't believe that Bill Maher would say out loud, you know, I hope. It's one thing I used to say all the time. The economy's going to collapse. It's going to be terrible because Obama's high taxes, Obamacare, high regulations, IRS attacks. You know, the economy's going to be bad, but I never said I'm rooting for it to be bad. I never said I want it to be bad. I never said I'm praying for it to be bad. That's what he said. That's a terrible thing to say, that you are praying for people to be out of work. Really, really, really terrible. Go ahead.
Sure. No, I just say not only said that he rooted for it to be bad, but he said, you know, sorry if that hurts people, but I'm still going to root for a recession in order to harm Trump.
He's worth $100 million, you know.
I do know that. I know he's worth a lot of money, and that's the exact kind of elitist rhetoric that left-wingers and Democrats and liberals are supposed to be against. So, you know, I'm sort of glad he said it in a perverse way. Yeah.
All right, let's grab another audio that we happen to have today. We just happen to have all the ones you want to discuss today. Let's grab Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro's wonderful line at the Tony Awards.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump. It's no longer down with Trump. It's Trump.
And what's really a commentary, on society and on the liberals and the left in Hollywood is that they would stand up and give him a standing ovation for saying such disgusting words about the President of the United States and degrading the office of president. That's what's amazing. They give him a standing ovation for that. I could see them all laughing. I understand that. I get it. I could see the whole crowd laughing. But they stood up in unison and gave him a standing ovation. That's my understanding, right?
That's exactly right. That's what they did. That was a shameful disgrace. And first of all, Robert De Niro, basically he's speaking to the people that work in musical theater and theater on Broadway. And that's what that audience was filled with. People, the people that work in musical theater, and they, Robert De Niro, first of all, what the heck does Robert De Niro have to do with theater? Robert De Niro, who's really, you know, way past his prime as an actor, gets up there, and what a cheap, juvenile thing to do. I mean, to just say, he might as well have said, F you, but instead he said F Trump, and they give him this rousing cheer and a standing ovation, when really by rights, if they care about their industry, if they care about the people, the patrons who go to the theater, they should have tossed him out. They should have banned him. And it's all, so now Robert De Niro has turned into sort of a thespian version of Michael Moore, where he only gets attention when he says outrageous things about Trump. Or I guess he's a male Rosie O'Donnell, something like that. But this was just another in a series of profane remarks that De Niro has made. And it just it makes him look really small when you consider he's making this in the shadow, again, of this incredibly historic watershed day, when such an amazing progress has been made in North Korea. So Robert De Niro he looks like some kind of little chihuahua, yipping and maybe urinating on a stage. It's just pathetic.
No, but here's the thing, James. Be glad. It's good for us, man. As they do things like this, Bill Maher and Robert De Niro, it's going to equal a landslide for Trump, a big win in November, to landslide in 2020, because the average American is so offended at this kind of behavior. And by the way, it's not like I'm saying that if Republicans did it, would be okay. If a Republican stood up and did that, I think we'd lose in a landslide. People don't like you disrespecting the president that way. They just don't like it. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. So I think they're doing great damage to their brand. I think the Democrat brand is poison at this point, complete poison.
Yeah, on the political side, you're exactly right. They are moving the numbers. And it's interesting. The Democrats and the hate-filled left and the Hollywood left and the media have destroyed the historical precedent for the party out of power to gain in midterms. The blue wave, it's a trickle.
By the way, a couple of, as we go to break, we've got James Hirschman staying with us for the next segment, so don't go anywhere. A couple of breaking news just in. Kim Jong-un accepts President Trump's invitation to visit the USA. So I don't know if he's coming to the White House or he's coming to Mar-a-Lago, but the crazy man from North Korea has become Trump's best friend, and he's coming here. So I think this is all real. I think Trump has won him over. He loves him. He idolizes him. It's Hollywood celebrity. Can't believe he's with a movie star, TV star, Donald Trump. Oh, my God, he's in love with him. So he's coming here, and I think there will be a complete denuclearization. And then at a huge win for Trump, the Chinese pull their missiles from the South China Sea following the successful North Korea summit. I wonder if the media is going to report that in the news tonight. Trump has done it. War Now, right back at you. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War Now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Bullet Blocker. It's very easy to remember Bullet Blocker. They provide peace of mind for parents, and they provide the gift of life for kids. Backpacks that are bulletproof clothing, bulletproof vests, bulletproof briefcases, and bulletproof inserts in your kids' books. They're not expensive, and they're very light. The latest technology, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor, so your kids are safe. Go to bulletblocker.com. If you're a parent and you're listening to this show, go to bulletblocker.com, or you're crazy. You got to protect your kids. Enter promo code WAR to save 10%, bulletblocker.com. And thank you for sponsoring this show as well. All right, we're back with James Herson. I want to play one more clip, and then we'll talk about Dennis Rodman, because he wants to talk about Rodman. So here's Dennis Rodman praising Trump and weeping for the joy of Donald Trump's actions in Singapore yesterday.
I talked to Kim Jong-un and an administration over there 5 years ago. And he asked me 5 years ago, we sat down for lunch, and he sat down and asked me, hey, Dennis, I would like to ask you three things. If you go back to tell the President of the United States these three things, and I would be willing to talk to him. And this is a true story, and I got my people here that was there that heard the conversation. He said things like, if they can move the ships back from South Korea, I would do what I have to do to listen. If you can move certain things or do certain things, I will listen. My ears will be open. And I tried to do that to Obama. And Obama didn't even give me the time of day. I asked him. I said, I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off. But that didn't deter me. I still kept going back. I kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country.
Yeah, he was crying, weeping. You didn't hear that in that part of the clip, because we had about a 2.5 minute clip and we just grabbed a minute of it. But he was weeping and crying with a red MAGA Make America Great Again hat and saying how great Trump was for listening to him. And you know, liberals would make fun of Trump, I guess, James Herson. Liberals would make fun of him because they'd say, you know, of course Obama didn't talk to Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman's dumb and weird and an ex-NBA player. What's he got to do with international diplomacy? And Trump just loves celebrities. Well, you know what? I guess you're right. And maybe a celebrity and Donald Trump, a reality TV show star and producer, together have brought peace to the world. What's so bad about that?
There's absolutely nothing bad about it. And look, Wayne, you're a man of business. You understand business. I work in the business world, okay? But what we need in this country is the pragmatism, is the vision of a successful business person like Donald Trump. Everybody knows that business is based on relationships. And when you successfully close a transaction, sometimes it's very, very helpful to have an intermediary who has a good relationship. Dennis Rodman developed a very friendly, solid relationship a long time ago. That's what he's talking about with Kim Jong-un. Well, the Washington Post raised the question of whether Trump had sent Rodman to visit, to negotiate for the prisoners that North Korea held. We still don't even know how deeply involved Dennis Rodman was. But as a business person, Trump would take every advantage. And that relationship with Rodman and Kim Jong-un is strong. And so it would be the height of stupidity and a condescending arrogance for Obama not to give Rodman the time of day. That is really sad to hear. But the other thing, of course, about this is that Trump understands Asian culture. And we can see Mike Pompeo had, even as CIA director, was visiting long before this deal was put together behind the scenes. It's all been done before Trump would put himself out like this. And we in the business world understand that. You know, that's something I've worked for a long time with some Asian cultures, and that's the way it works. So that's part of the reason that we're so confident, because we understand that he approaches this using business principles. And you know what? They work. And unlike the experts, the great experts of the past, like Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and Barack Obama, who left the world a mess, Trump comes along, looks at what he has to do, and goes out there and executes. It's really great. And he used Dennis Rodman as an asset, which he should.
He should. Absolutely. Any asset to bring peace to the world. But he didn't have to bribe North Korea to do it. He put together a beautiful video, a real Hollywood production, I hear, that showed Kim Jong-un that he could turn North Korea into like a vacation paradise and have, you know, million-dollar condos on the beach and jet skis and power boats in the water and fancy cars pulled up to the yacht club. And he went for it. And I think that's the real estate salesman in Donald Trump. He really came through. He's a relentless salesman, a relentless pitchman, as I am. And he used that to win. And we've never had a politician who was a great salesman in the private sector before. So great job by Donald Trump. Great job for James Hurston. As always, James, website jamesherson.com. Hey, James, you take care of yourself, buddy. Thank you for the Hollywood update.
All right, you too, Wayne. God bless you.
We'll see you next Tuesday. James Hurston, website jamesherson.com. I'm Wayne Allyn. When we get back, I'll be in my suit. We're ready to dance on Newsmax TV. And then tomorrow, a very special edition with 2 hours of Newsmax TV for War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Help you.